我们伯恩教会弟兄姐妹大家平安。
May the peace and grace of our Lord be with everyone from Baldwin Park Church.
感谢主耶稣的恩典啊，让我们今年的青年神训班呢，可以在这里举开。
And we thank God for His grace and His guidance that we're able to hold the National Youth Theological Seminar here.
我们弟兄姐妹殷勤的接待这群学生。
All the brothers and sisters have diligently shown their hospitality to all of the students.
有一些学员说两个礼拜太短了。
And some students have said that 2 weeks is too short.
他们有人提议说应该要住一个月。
Someone suggested that they would like to stay for 1 month.
那如果一个月的话，那教会真的就忙翻了。
If we were to hold it for 1 month, then the church would have great difficulty.
那真的这两个星期在这里这些学员们他们接受了非常好的照顾。
But indeed, thank God that in these past 2 weeks, all the students have been well taken care of.
接着研读圣经接着祷告团契接着诗颂他们真的享受在主里面的喜乐。
And through studying the Bible, through prayers, through hymn singing, and through our fellowship, we have really enjoyed being in the presence of God.
那这个都是因为主耶稣基督的爱我们在主里面才能够享受到的。
And it is because of the love of Christ that we are able to enjoy this kind of fellowship in the Lord.
今天我们从各地方来，我们原本可能都互不相识。
Before, we all came from different places. We were probably strangers to one another.
可是在耶稣基督里面，我们聚在一起，我们长辈们殷勤的煮饭给他们吃，为他们服务，就像仆人一样，让他们享受这两个星期。
But in Jesus Christ, we are all one family, and the older members of the church, they are so willing to cook for all of the students that we may enjoy our time here.
那相信弟兄姐妹在服事的时候，一定也非常的喜乐。
And I'm sure that all of the Baldwin Park members who have served us have also been filled with joy.
因为借着这样的服事，我们看到教会的希望，我们也在参与神在末世的救恩。
Because through this servitude, we can see the future and hope of the church, and we can also see the salvation of God.
那这一次神训班，他们学习许多道理，其中的一卷书就是《创世纪》。
This time for NYTS, the students learned about several different books of the Bible. One of them was the book of Genesis.
那创世纪它所在讲述的主题就是神他的救赎。
And the theme of the book of Genesis is the salvation of God.
它让我们看到罪如何进入这个世界里。
And in Genesis, it tells us how sin entered the world.
罪让原本很美丽的世界变质了。
And because of sin, it corrupted the beautiful world that God created.
让原本很可爱的人变得很败坏。
So that the beautiful creation of God, including man, was corrupted.
本来跟神美好的关系也破裂了。
And the beautiful relationship between God and man was also destroyed.
所以我们看到这个世界是怎么在败坏当中继续不断的一直繁衍到现在。
And we can see how the world has continued to go deeper into its corruption.
但是我们也看到神在这个败坏当中为人类所准备的救赎。
But at the same time, we can see how God prepared a salvation plan to save us from this corruption.
那这个救恩就是当时代人所没有想到的。
And this plan was something that man could not have imagined at that time.
不相信的人，当毁灭来到的时候，他们要进入就已经太迟了。
For those who do not believe, once they realize that they need to be saved, at that moment it is already too late.
特别是当我们在读创世纪前面11章的时候。
Especially when we read the first 11 chapters of Genesis.
那这个就是让我们了解上古的世代是怎么一回事。
We understand what
古时候的世界。
We understand what the ancient world was like.
那所以我们从创世纪里面看到将来主耶稣再来要审判世界时候的影子。
And from this, we can actually see a shadow of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在读创世纪前面的时候，我们会看到挪亚造方舟。
In the book of Genesis, we see that Noah built the ark.
所以在挪亚那个世代，圣经特别说，当世代的所有人都败坏了。
And the Bible specifically says that during the time of Noah, the entire world, all flesh had corrupted themselves.
我们现在请大家翻开创世纪第六章。
Let us now turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
六章十二节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 12.
请读。
Verse 12. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
创世纪让我们知道，神是一切的创造人，他是主宰，他是全能的。
The book of Genesis tells us that God is the creator of the universe. He is the master, and he has all power and authority.
他创造完之后，他的眼睛在注意看世人的一举一动。
And after he created all things, his eyes are constantly watching mankind to see what they do.
他是希望人能够有他的形象，能够分享他的荣耀。
And God created man in his own image in hopes that they would be able to share in his glory.
所以神赋给人特殊的使命，也有神从神来的权柄。
And so God granted man a special purpose in life and also special privileges.
但是很可惜，最进入世界就是因为人违背神的话之后，人就败坏了。
But unfortunately, after man disobeyed the commandment of God, sin entered the world and man was corrupted.
在这个败坏当中，神为世人当时候的人准备了 一道微微的亮光。
But in the midst of this darkness and corruption, God prepared a faint light.
我们如果看第五章的第二十七节。
Let us turn to chapter 5, verse 27.
五章二十七节。
Genesis chapter 5, verse 27.
这里说马图撒拉他活九百六十九岁就死了。
Here it says, all the days of Methuselah were 969 years and he died.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
拉麦是马图撒拉的儿子，他活到一百八十二岁，生个儿子。
Lamech, the son of Methuselah, lived 182 years and had a son.
那第二十九节说，他要给他起名叫挪亚。
In verse 29 says, he called his name Noah.
他说，因为这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。这操作劳苦是因为神咒诅地。
And he said, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed.
挪亚的意思，这个名字的意思就是安息。
The meaning of this name Noah is rest.
所以这个儿子要让世人得到安息的。
And so this son, his purpose is to bring rest to
mankind. 要让众人看到神，他其实面对人的败坏，心里极其忧伤，他要出手拯救。
And his purpose was to show that when God saw the corruption of mankind, his heart was actually very pained, and he wants to save man from their corruption.
所以在当世代，只有挪亚这个人，他会想到有关神他的要求。
And in his generation, Noah was the only person who thought about God's will for his life.
六章的五节特别在记录当时候世人的罪恶很大。
In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, it mentions that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
那时候终日所想的都是恶。
And that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
所以当人心里所想都是恶的时候，所里面做的绝对不会是善。
And so if all the thoughts of man are evil, then for sure none of their works are good.
那再看第九节。
Let us also read verse 9.
那挪亚他是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
这里说挪亚的完全，事实上是因为他的心完全跟神一起同行的。
Here, this verse tells us that the reason why Noah was perfect was because he walked with God.
并不是说挪亚一生都没有做过什么错误的事。
It doesn't mean that Noah never made a mistake in his life.
因为在那个世代，人不可能不做坏事。
Because in that generation, everyone committed wickedness.
也就是说，我们没有一个人可以一辈子完全都没有做过一件错误的事。
And that means that it's impossible for anyone to avoid making any mistakes in their life.
这是圣经里面明明说的。
This is what the Bible tells us.
没有从小没有一个人是完全不会有恶念、不会犯罪的。
Since we are born, we cannot avoid having wicked thoughts or wicked actions.
但是这里特别描述他的完全，事实上是在讲他的心是所想的不是恶，而是有关于神的要求。
But here, when it says Noah was perfect, it's talking about his heart and that his thoughts were not about wicked things, but he was thinking about the will of God.
他能够 有神的心，看到世人的罪恶里面，他心里也会忧伤。
And he had the heart of God. When he saw the wickedness of the world, he also was sorrowful.
所以第八节说，挪亚在神的眼前蒙恩。
So in verse 8 it said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
所以当我们愿意与神同行的时候，我们一定会蒙受神的恩典。
So if we are willing to walk with God, then we shall receive His grace.
神为那当时候是在准备挪亚这个人，事实上是神特殊的安排。
God prepared Noah for that generation. That was a special plan.
因为最后他要去传一个信息。
Because later Noah was to proclaim a message.
要让众人知道。世人的败坏的行为在神眼中是不可以接受的。
That the wickedness and corruption of man is not acceptable in the eyes of God.
所以他在他的世上的生活当中，他一定要远离罪恶，一定要跟当时候世代人有所分别。
And so for his whole life, Noah had to separate himself from the world.
如果他跟世人一起同行，他就不可能跟神同行。
If he walked with man, then he cannot walk with God.
所以他所想的，他所做的，一定要跟当世代人有所分别的。
And so all the thoughts he had, all the things that he did, had to be different than the people of his generation.
所以就这样子，他就能够得到神的恩典。
And because of this, he was able to find grace in the eyes of God.
那神就要告诉他一个非常重要的信息。
And because of this grace, now God wants to give him a special message.
有关于将来神要做的事。
Regarding the future of what God will do.
这是世人在那时代完全不会想到的毁灭。
And this was the message was about a destruction that the people of that generation could never have imagined.
因为那个时代还没有所谓下过雨。
Because at that time the earth had no rain.
没有见过什么叫洪水。
They had never encountered a thing such as a flood.
所以后来挪亚所讲的事情基本上应该不会有人相信的。
And so the message that Noah preached, no one would really understand or believe.
这个人，所以挪亚这个人很特别。
So Noah was a very special man.
他会得到神的一个指示。
He could receive the instructions of God.
所以在神面前蒙恩，其实就会得到神的指示。
And so if we are able to find favor and grace in the eyes of God, we shall also receive His instructions.
知道在审判毁灭之前有一条出路，人可以跟随。
And we will know that in the face of impending judgment and destruction, God has opened a way of salvation.
所以我们一定要了解，在神眼前的蒙恩，不是我们在地上赚很多钱。
So we have to understand that if we find grace in the eyes of God, it does not mean we shall become rich in this world.
不是在这个世界上跟世人可以一起比拼。
God's grace does not mean that we shall be able to make friends in this world.
而反过来是我们会知道说我们跟世界有所分别。
But rather, God's grace causes us to become separated from the world.
所以挪亚他这一生呢，其实他让我们看到主耶稣基督他救恩的预备。
So through the life of Noah, we can actually see the salvation plan through the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为圣经他整个主题在讲耶稣基督。
Because throughout the whole Bible, the main topic is the Lord Jesus.
就是说，整个圣经里面有很多人物。
There are many characters in the Bible.
但是圣经里面最中心的人物就是讲耶稣基督的。
But the central figure of the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经讲了好多好多的道理。
The Bible teaches many teachings.
有很多智慧的话语。
Many words of wisdom.
但是其中最关键的就是有关于神的救赎。
But the most important one is the one regarding the salvation plan of God.
就是让我们今天在世上的这些罪人能够看到神为我们所准备的永生。
And through this plan, we can see how God has prepared eternal life for those for all sinners.
所以整个救赎、整个救恩都在圣经里面看得很清楚的。
So we can see the plan of salvation very clearly throughout the whole Bible.
我们读每一卷书的时候，都看到神他这样爱我们，为我们准备救恩。
No matter which book of the Bible we read, we can see how much God has loved us and how He has prepared this salvation for us.
在哥林多前书的第十章。
In First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章我们看第十章第十一节，对不起。
Verse 11.
第十一节，他说：“他们遭遇这些事情，都要作为鉴戒，并且要写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。”
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
这是保罗，差不多2000年前写的。
These are the words that Paul wrote about 2,000 years ago.
在2000年前，保罗就说这是末世了。
2,000 years ago, Paul already said that the ends of the ages have come.
新约圣经，他就一直在预言耶稣基督要再来了。
And in the New Testament, it continuously prophesies that the Lord Jesus will come again.
所以我们现在就在末世当中。
So we are now in the end times.
是在末世的最尾端了。
We are at the end of the end times.
因为我们从主耶稣基督的预言看到，这就是他要再来之前的一个最后时期。
Because according to the prophecies of the Lord Jesus, we are beginning to see the signs of his coming.
我们从圣经里面的预言看到，神之前所讲的话一一应验。
From the Bible, we see that every single prophecy that God made has been fulfilled.
神在审判之前的救恩的预备，我们现在也亲眼看到了。
And the salvation which God has prepared before the final judgment of the world has also been revealed to us.
所以我们都知道这个挪亚这个造方舟这个故事。
We all know the story of Noah building the ark.
相信我们在座学员，我们的同龄，我们应该都对这个故事不陌生。
I'm sure all of the students here are very familiar.
那我们看到主耶稣基督他在这个末世的时候出现在人间的。
And we see that in the, during the end times, the Lord Jesus appeared among man.
主耶稣基督是这个黑暗当中的真光。
The Lord Jesus is the true light in the darkness of the world.
所以圣经特别说主耶稣他来世上的时候他自己宣告我是世界上的光。
So when the Lord Jesus was in the world, he himself said, I am the light of the world.
他是在黑暗当中真正的光。
He is the true light in the darkness.
他这个光不是太阳光。
His light is not the light of the sun.
而是从神来那边可以直接照进人内心黑暗的那个真光。
But he is the true light which comes from God, which can shine into the darkness of man's hearts.
耶稣基督，他这个真光带来恩典，带来真理。
And his light brings truth and grace.
所以主耶稣基督，他为我们所有的世人准备救恩。
And so the Lord Jesus has prepared the way of salvation for all mankind.
他也借着从神来的指示要建设他的教会。
And through the revelation of God, he has also established the true church.
所以主耶稣他被钉十字架之后。
So after the Lord Jesus was crucified,
他复活升天。
He resurrected and ascended to heaven.
他借着降下圣灵建设教会。
And through the downpour of the Holy Spirit, he established the true church.
然后让我们世人看到耶稣基督救恩是怎么安排的。
And through the church, he revealed how the salvation plan was put together.
耶稣基督说，他是要让世人得到安息的。
The Lord Jesus said that he wants to give us rest.
所以他说，凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，就可以得安息。
Therefore, he said, "Come, all you who are burdened and heavy laden."
那我们今天能够在主耶稣里面进入他的教会里。
And I shall give you rest. So if today we can enter into the true church of Christ.
那在这个教会当中。我们可以享受神的恩典。
Then in the church we can enjoy the blessings of God.
我们也等候耶稣基督再来。
And we are waiting for the return of our Lord Jesus.
因为圣经一直在告诉我们有一个审判的大日会来到。
Because the Bible tells us that there is coming a great day of judgment.
今天很多人不相信。
Today many people do not believe.
他们认为这只是基督教他们在让人可以这样子听他们话的一个信息而已。
They think that the judgment is just a message that can convince people to listen to Christianity.
因为有人说神是爱，怎么会忍受让人在地狱受苦这样的一个很残酷的行为呢？
And they may argue that if God is love, how could he stand allowing people to suffer for eternity in hell?
神是爱，他怎么会让人在地狱受苦呢？
If God is love, why would he let people go to hell?
所以有人不相信会有审判，会有地狱这件事情。
So some people do not believe that there will be a judgment and that there is hell.
但是我们如果看圣经，
But if we read the Bible,
我们就会看到，是的，神是爱，但是神也是公义的。
We can see that indeed God is love, but he is also righteous and just.
旧约圣经所讲的信息，它所呈现在我们眼前的事件，基本上都要让我们更了解耶稣基督拯救我们这整个事情。
And all of the messages that we read in the Bible are to help us understand the salvation through Jesus Christ.
所以我们要从创世纪里面看到神为当世代人所准备的那一条唯一的出路。
So in the book of Genesis, we can see the door of salvation that God prepared for the people of Noah's generation.
那就是我们从创世纪里面看到挪亚造方舟这件故事。
So that is why we read about how Noah built the ark.
这是在当时候黑暗里面的唯一的一条可以生存的道路。
The ark was the only way to survive in that generation.
这个方舟是按照神的指示完完全全的造起来的。
The ark was constructed exactly according to God's instructions.
那今天主耶稣基督来为我们神准备救恩。
Now today the Lord Jesus has come into this world to prepare a way of salvation for us.
他借着圣灵建设了教会。
Through the Holy Spirit he established the church.
这个教会就是他的身体。
And this church is his body.
这教会就是神的家里。
And this church is the house of God.
这个教会也是神的殿。
And this church is the temple of God.
在这里人可以跟神沟通。
Here man can communicate with God.
在这里人可以得到神话语的滋润，得到饱足。
Here we can receive the words of God and be satisfied in our heart.
因为我们从旧约的故事里面看到了神为我们所准备的，在这个末世之前唯一的一条路，就是进入他的圣教会。
Throughout the whole Bible, we can see that God also prepared a single way of salvation in the end times, which is through the church.
挪亚那个时代，洪水的审判，其实让我们看到将来末世所有人类的审判。
And when we read about the great flood in Noah's time, we can see that there will also be a similar judgment in the end times that will destroy the world.
所以我们说末世的救恩，我们要看到的是神的计划。
So when we are talking about the end times, we have to see the plan of God.
就是罪让这个世界败坏。
We have to see that it is sin that has corrupted the world.
神早就有一个计划要解决这个罪的问题。
But God, from the beginning, already had a plan to solve this problem of sin.
在挪亚那个时代，神准备了一个人。
During Noah's generation, God prepared this one person.
他是义人，是完全人。
He was a righteous man, blameless before God.
在神面前蒙恩。
And he found grace in the eyes of God.
神要指示他为当时的人准备一条方舟。
And God instructed him how to build an ark for the salvation.
让愿意进入人就可以得救。
So that whoever enters the ark may be saved.
他就可以逃避当时候的审判。
And he can escape from the coming judgment.
进入人都活着。
Everyone who enters the ark will be saved.
他出来的时候就是一个新的世界。
And once you come out of the ark, it is a new world.
因为那当时候败坏的世界都没有了，都过去了。
And because after the judgment, then the corrupted world is gone.
当他们在出到方舟看到的都是全新的了。
When Noah and his family exited the ark, all they saw was a brand new world.
就是没有罪，当时候。
It was a world without sin.
我们从主耶稣基督他的救恩看来。
From the salvation through Jesus Christ.
在这个黑暗罪恶的时代里。
In this dark and sinful world.
神亲自道成肉身，成为耶稣基督。
God manifested himself in the flesh as the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是一个完完全全的人。
He was a perfect man.
内心所想的完全没有任何罪恶的。
And all of his thoughts were pure and good.
但是他又是真正的神。
But he was also the true God.
他是灵，他是超越时空的。
He is spirit and he transcends time and space.
他是为人而来的。
And he came for the sake of mankind.
也就是为了要拯救我们脱离罪的。
Which was to save us from sin.
他指示我们人一条路。
He has shown us the way.
让我们进入的人就可以脱离将来的审判。
That whoever walks on this path may enter into eternal life.
我们可得到真正的新生命。
We can receive a new life.
能够进入他的永生里。
We can enter into his eternal kingdom.
所以神在大审判之前为世人准备了一个真教会。
And so before the final judgment of the world, God has prepared his true church.
所以神有一个计划，神准备人。神也准备教会，准备方舟。
So we can see that in God's plan, He will prepare people, and He will prepare a way of salvation, such as the ark or the church.
今天我们要从创世纪里面看到方舟这个道理跟真教会它是一致的。
Today we must see that the message of Noah's ark is the same as the true church.
因为今天神为我们所准备的，其实不只是在世上有福气，更是在末世里面我们可以进入天国的。
Because the plan that God has prepared for us is not only to bless us in this world, but also to save us from the final judgment.
我们今天可以进入真教会，这是神的拣选。
For us to be part of the true church today, it is by the election of God.
是神叫我们来的，是把我们招来的。
God called us and chose us to be in His church.
如果让我们自己找，我们绝对找不到。
If we were to try to find the church on our own, we would never find it.
因为从外表上来看，它不起眼。
Because if we look at its outer appearance, it is not attractive.
光是看里面的人，你也觉得说这个普普通通的一般的人而已啊。
And if you look inside the church, everyone is very ordinary, very average.
其实如果我们自己找，我们很可能不会找在这里。
So if we were to look for the true church on our own, we probably would never find it.
但今天我们都是蒙神 选召进来的。
But today we have all been chosen by God to enter.
他为我们的预备的这个救恩，我们今天愿意持守住恩，我们就得到。
And for those of us who are able to hold fast to this, to this faith, then we shall be saved.
所以我们今天在世上虽然很普通，但是我们很有盼望。
So even though we might may live very ordinary lives in this world, but we are filled with hope.
看彼得前书第一章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
愿颂赞归给我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Chapter 1, verse 3. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第四节说，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 5, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
你看这里特别提到这个活泼的盼望。
In this passage, it mentions our living hope.
这是永存在天上的。
And it is reserved for us in heaven.
我们今天蒙神的能力所选召又被神保守的人。
And we who have been chosen and kept by the power of God.
我们一定能够得到神所预备的救恩。
We are very sure that we can receive this salvation.
如果我们能够看到神他为我们所准备的，我们一定会能珍惜。
If we can understand the plan that God has prepared for us, then we will treasure it.
今天挪亚时代的方舟，其实就是预表末世属灵的真教会。
So the ark in Noah's time prefigures the true church of the end times.
那这个就是神为世人在审判前特别所准备的。
And this is what God has especially prepared for us before the judgment.
我们现在要把重点放在神要挪亚造方舟这件事情。
So now we will focus on how God instructed Noah to build the ark.
要从方舟来看到神在末世所准备的真教会。
And from the ark, we can see the true church that God has prepared for
the end times. 能够让我们在末世得到救恩的，真的只有一个教会而已。
And there is only one church that preaches the truth, which will lead us to salvation.
因为旧约它是个影子。
The Old Testament is a shadow.
真正的实体，救恩的实体，就在耶稣基督来的时候所显现出来的教会。
And the true essence is revealed through the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is pointing to the true church.
所以今天神他在末世亲自设立教会。
And so in this end times, the Lord Jesus Himself has established the true church.
我们来看这个方舟是怎么特别。
So now let's look at what were the unique aspects of the ark.
这是特别按照神的旨意所建设的。
The ark was built according to God's will.
我们现在请大家看回来，创世纪第六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
Genesis chapter 6, verse 13.
神对挪亚说：“凡有血气的人，他们的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一。”
Verse 13, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
第十四节说，你要用革毁木做造一只方舟，分一间一间地造，里外抹上胸香。
14, make yourself an ark of gopher wood, make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch.
这是神的毁灭要来到之前，神他特别怜悯人啊，所给的一条路。
God was merciful to mankind, and so just before His destruction came, He especially prepared a way of salvation.
今天我们世界上的每一件事情都有一个结束。
In this world, everything comes to an end.
所以你看，我们今天不管这个神学班多好，总是有一天会结束。
So here, even though NYTS is so wonderful, it must come to an end.
我们明天中午就这边就结束了。
Tomorrow afternoon, we will be going home.
大家就各回到各自的地方去。
We will go back to where we once were.
开始忙碌本来应该有的忙碌生活。
And we will go back to our busy lives.
但是在忙碌当中，我们懂得要能够更敬畏神。
But in our busyness, we must remember to fear the Lord.
然后更殷勤的来行出道理。
And to practice the word of God more diligently in our lives.
我们今天人的这一生不管多好，有一天也会结束。
In addition, no matter how wonderful our life in this world is, one day it will come to an end.
所以一个败坏的世界，虽然里面可能有很多人很享受，但是这个尽头也会来到。
So even though this corrupted world might be full of pleasures and good things, but it also one day will come to an end.
所以我们一定要记住，我们在世上的日子都是暂时的。
Therefore, we must remember that our days in this world are only temporary.
好不好，这个都暂时的。
Whether it's good or bad, these are all temporary.
更重要的是，我们要看到，在这个结束之后，到底我们会去哪里？
What's more important is that after our life in this world ends, where will we go?
那神就跟挪亚说，你要造方舟。
And so God said to Noah, you must build an ark.
你要怎么造？
And I will tell you how to build.
用什么材料造？
With what kinds of materials?
然后这个方舟要多大？
And what kinds of dimensions?
那谁要进去？
And who will go in?
他都讲得很清楚。
God told Noah very clearly.
所以我们从第十五节就看到，哎，第十四节就看到，他是用割斐木。割斐木这个是很特殊的，现在我们的世人不知道说到底具体是什么样的一个材料。
So in verse 14, God said to use gopher wood. And today we are not quite sure what gopher wood really is.
因为我们现在没有办法找到像类似像这么样可以具体的去说出，哎，这个就是当时的方舟用的材料了。
Because we are unable to find any kinds of materials today that would have the same properties as this gopher wood.
但是按当时候他们的所在的位置，他们说很有可能像香柏木之类的一种很特殊的植物。
But it probably was a kind of tree very similar to cedar trees.
所以神跟他说用这个割尾木造，然后呢里外要抹上松香，就是要能够防水。
And so God commanded Noah to build the ark out of gopher wood and then cover it inside and outside with pitch so that it would be waterproof.
这个方舟其实很巨大的。
And this ark was actually very huge.
所以那神跟他说第十五节说
Verse 15.
你这个造法是这样子。
And God said, and this is how you shall make it.
要300轴，宽50轴，高30轴啊。
The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits.
所以其实是400多英尺。
So this was about
473英尺啊。473. Feet.
So this was about 473 feet long.
73英尺的宽。
And 70 feet wide.
44英尺的高。
And 44 feet tall.
所以这基本上是一个很巨大的这个箱子。
And so the ark was essentially a gigantic box.
然后神跟挪亚说第十六节。
In verse 16.
最上面要留一个要开窗户要有透光处。
You shall make a window for the ark and you shall finish it to a cubit from above.
那这个透光处要多高他就跟他指定好的。
So God told Noah exactly how high to make the window.
方舟有一个门在旁边要开在旁边。
And set the door of the ark in its side.
里面要有上中下三层。
You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks.
那每一层都要一间一间的造。
And every deck must have its rooms.
好，我们看第十四节，十七节。
Verse 17.
看哪，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭天下。地上有血肉，有气息的活物。无一不死。
And behold, I myself am bringing flood waters on the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die.
神告诉挪亚，这个方舟就是在毁灭的时候可以存活的。
God told Noah that this ark was the only way people will survive the judgment.
第十八节说，我要跟你立约。
Verse 18, but I will establish my covenant with you.
你跟你的妻子、儿女跟儿媳妇都要进去。
And you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
所以你立约就是我们签契约的。
So God wanted to make a covenant with Noah.
就是这是要来拯救他的家。
And to say that this ark is to save his family.
他的家一定要得救。
His family must be saved.
因为他在神眼前蒙恩。
Because Noah found grace in the eyes of God.
他在神面前是个义人。
And he is a just man before God.
义人的后代一定蒙恩。
The descendants of the just shall be blessed.
所以神跟挪亚说，那这些活物你要把一公一母两个两个把它带进去。
And then in verse 19, God commanded Noah that you must bring a male and a female of every living creature into the ark.
第二十节说鸟也要带进去。
In verse 20, it says including birds.
昆虫、牲畜都要带进去。
All the animals and the creeping things.
好，这个就是神给他的指示。
So these were the instructions that God gave Noah.
都还没有开始造，神就是先把这个事情整个都跟他讲清楚了。
And Noah didn't start building yet. God first gave him all the instructions in great detail.
第二十一节说你要准备食物。
And in verse 21 says you must prepare food for yourself.
所以那个动物各种活物在里面，一定要有食物可以吃。
There will be many different kinds of animals in the ark, and Noah must prepare food for each of them.
所以挪亚要开始准备。
So now Noah must begin preparation.
他要先知道说，什么，当时候什么动物、什么活物，他们是吃什么食物。
Noah had to know what animals would be coming and what kinds of food they will eat.
这个就是要观察的。
And this comes through observation.
好，然后他要去收集。
And then he had to go and collect all the food.
那当时候神只跟他说准备，还没有跟他讲说到底要多少要多久。
God only told him to prepare it. He did not say how much or how long.
好，结果第二十二节我们就看挪亚就这样子照神所吩咐的，他都行了。
And verse 22 says, "Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So he did."
所以这个方舟事实上是要按照神的指示建造。
So we see that this ark must be built according to God's instructions.
这个其实在说明教会一定要按照神的指示。
And this is teaching us that the church must also be built according to God's
instructions. 今天教会如果能够让我们，如果让我们可以真的好像进入神的家一样，那么有把握可以得救。
If we want to have a church that is truly like the house of God that can guarantee our salvation,
这一定要按照神的指示。
Then the church must be built according to God's
will. 不能够用人的意识去经营，然后去运作。
We cannot build or develop the church according to man's will.
所以今天神他把这个救恩把它记录在圣经里。
God has recorded His salvation plan in the Bible.
也就是说，他的指示每个人都可以看的。
Which means that God, that all of us can read the instructions.
我们今天只要愿意遵守人，就可以明白神他是怎么救人的。
As long as we are willing to obey, then we will understand how God will save us.
所以今天教会一定要完全遵照神的指示。
Therefore, the church must completely follow the will of God.
我们如果继续看
，If we continue to read.
在挪亚那个时代毁灭之前，神给了人120年的宽容时期。
God actually gave mankind 120 years of grace before the great flood.
因为第六章的第三节说
，In Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 it says，
神说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面，然而他的日子还可以到120年。”
And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years."
这一节应该不是说我们后来挪亚的时代之后的人最多能够活几岁的经文。
This verse is not talking about how long man will live after Noah comes out of the
ark. 因为有人就用这一节说啊，你看现在我们大部分人都活不过120年。120岁，所以这个就是因为这一句话所讲的。
Because some people they use this verse to explain why nowadays most people do not live past 120.
应该不是这样子。
But that is probably not the meaning of this verse.
这个120年应该当时候神宽容当世代人所给的这个恩典时期。
But rather these 120 years is referring to a period of grace that God gave to the people of that time.
我们如果看彼得后书。
If we turn to 2 Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
彼得后书第三章，对不起。
Sorry, 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第九节。
Verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿你有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
第十节说，但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声，废去有形之的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物质都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up.
他这里特别提到神，他是这样忍耐，在等候人愿意改变。
Here, this tells us that God is actually very patient towards us and wants us all to repent.
挪亚那个时代，人有120年的时间去想说，到底挪亚在做的是怎么一回事？要不要相信呢？
During Noah's time, God gave man 120 years to observe what Noah was doing and to think about it, whether they want to believe.
相信当时候一定有很多人在笑挪亚，你到底在干什么？
I'm sure that at that time, many people mocked Noah for what he was doing.
因为从来没有那个经验。
Because they never had this kind of experience.
因为而且挪亚所得到的这个消息还是他独家的，没有人知道。
And furthermore, this message was only given to Noah and his family. No one else knew about it.
除了诺亚之外，没有人在讲这个所谓洪水这个事情。
Besides Noah, no one else was talking about a great flood.
所以当时候一定有人不相，一定觉得说诺亚是疯了。
So there must have been people at that time who thought Noah was crazy.
但是诺亚所做的又不是疯子的事，疯子的事啊。
But what Noah was doing was not the behavior of a crazy man.
因为他是真的要把那个巨大的箱子做起来，这真的是大工程。
Because in order to build the giant box that was to be the ark, it was a great work of
construction. 他动脑筋，很殷勤的这样子逐渐的做成。
He had to really use his brain to think about how to build this ark.
今天神要再来在审判这个世界以前。
Today, before the Lord comes to judge the world,
他一样其实给人宽容。
God also is being very patient towards us.
因为他说他不要有人沉沦，他每一个希望每个人都得救。
Because God is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should be saved.
所以神哦，你看他说他的日子要突然来到。
But God said that he will come as a thief.
在他再来的时候，就是用烈火把他消化。
And when he comes, then the world will be destroyed by fire.
神的这样的一个警告，其实因为接受人，他就得到一条出路。
If anyone is willing to accept this warning from God, then they can find the way of salvation.
当时候神告诉挪亚就造这么一个方舟。
At that time, God commanded Noah to build this ark.
所以在当时代，我们不知道那时候有没有人看着挪亚所做的，想说，那我来做一个看看吧。
We don't know if any other people at that time, when they saw Noah building this ark, that they would also try to build one themselves.
他们一定做不起来。
But I believe that they would not have been able, they would not have been successful.
没有神的指示，绝对做不成的。
Because without the instructions of God, they will not be able to build an ark.
就算能够做成，真的做了，他也一定没有办法在洪水的时候存留。
And even if they were to build a boat, it probably would not survive the flood.
所以到最后，我们看到在全地都被洪水淹没的同时，只有一个箱子在水面上漂流。
And we know that when the great flood came, there was nothing left on the earth. There was only one ark that was floating on the surface.
所以这个是在洪水来的时候才得到证明的了。
And the quality of their boat or their ark is only proven once the great flood comes.
所以当毁灭来到的时候，就知道谁所说的是真的。
So when the judgment and destruction comes, then we will know who was telling the truth.
今天圣经告诉我们，得救的教会只有一个。
Today, the Bible tells us that there is only one church that can be saved.
所以以弗所书在讲到神的救赎的时候，特别强调只有一个救恩。
And so in Ephesians, when it was talking about the salvation plan of God, it especially mentions there is only one.
只有一个教会就是基督的身体。
There is only one true church that is the body of Christ.
只有一个指望就是能够进天国。
There is only one hope, which is to enter the heavenly kingdom.
只有一个圣灵，就是他可以帮助我们更新的。
There is only one Holy Spirit who is able to renew us.
就是让我们可以得到证据，能够进天国有产业的凭据。
Who is the guarantee of our heavenly inheritance?
我们就是只有一位主。
We have one Lord.
我们只有一位神。
We have one God.
所以最后能够让我们得救进天国的只有一条路。
Therefore, in order to be saved, there is only one way.
就是耶稣基督所指示的真教会。
Which is the true church that has been revealed by the Lord Jesus.
因为我们一定要连属在这个身体里面才是有生命的。
We must be connected to this one body in order to have life.
那我们看这个方舟啊。它只有一个门而已。
If we look at the ark, there was only one door.
因为圣经特别说，神指示挪亚说把那个门放在旁边。
And the Bible tells us that God instructed Noah to put the door on the side.
有很多动物要进去啊。
Many animals were going to go into the ark.
那就开一个门而已啊。
But there was only one door.
如果现在是我们的话，我们一定会可能会开很多门啊。
If it were us, we would probably put many doors on the
ark. 你看我们搭飞机的时候，
When we get on an airplane,
他就告诉我们说，这个飞机上到底有几个门。
The flight attendants will tell us how many emergency exits and doors are on the airplane. There cannot only be one door.
那我们这个房子有很多门啊。
And on our houses, we also have many doors.
要逃生的时候，每个门都可以出去。
Because if you have an emergency and need to escape, there are many routes.
所以要进入的时候，有很多门可以进来。
And so also to come in, there are many ways to come in.
但是那个大的箱子，
But for that giant box,
就只有一个门而已。
There is only one door.
你就看到神的安排是跟世人是多么特别不一样。
So from this we can see how different God's way is from man's way.
因为这个门是神在掌管的。
Because this door is under God's control.
在这里面的他不需要害怕说，哎，那万一如果发生什么意外的时候怎么办？
Those who are inside the ark are secure. They do not need to fear any kinds of accidents or emergencies.
要进入的时候，每一个人都要从这个门来。
And whoever wants to enter the ark must enter through that one door.
所以挪亚他一定要站在门口开始看的。
So Noah must stand guard at the door.
因为神指示他。
Because God had instructed him.
神会叫动物来。
God will call the animals to him.
他们就进来，进到挪亚这边，然后挪亚他们进去。
And when they come to the door, then Noah must let them in.
所以在这个末世救赎里面，只有一个门而已。
And so in the end times, there is only one door to salvation.
这一个门，主耶稣在约翰福音第十章特别说，他就是那个门。
In John chapter 10, Jesus said that I am the door.
他也就是那个身体。
He is the body.
所以教会就是耶稣基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ.
今天我们要进入这个主耶稣基督的救恩里面。
In order for us to enter into the salvation of Jesus Christ.
这个门就是要经过主耶稣基督他的赦罪的洗礼。
We must go through the door, which is through the baptism, which.
所以我们只有一个洗礼。
Therefore, we only have one baptism.
借着洗礼，我们就进入耶稣基督的家里。
Through baptism, we now enter into the household of the
Lord. 就进入他的救恩里了。
We have entered into His salvation.
所以方舟只有一个门。
Therefore, the ark has only one door.
今天要进入真教会，只有一个方法，就是一种洗礼。
Therefore, to enter the one true church, there is only one door, which is through
one baptism. 我们如果继续看。
Continue.
在方舟，这个方舟，它最上面有一个透光的地方，有一个窗户。
On the top of the ark, there was one window for light.
那这个窗户是要让光可以进入的。
And so this window was for light to enter in.
那这个就是可以透气的。
And also allowed airflow.
旁边它都没有窗户。
And there were no other windows besides.
所以这个 box 这个方舟很特别。
So this ark, this box was very unique.
你进去的时候。
Once you go in,
你都不用去看旁边。
You don't need to look at anyone else.
唯一一个地方可以看就是看上面。
The only thing you can look at, the only direction you can look is up.
只有从上面会有光来。
Because only the light only comes from the top.
四周通通都是被隔离的。
The other directions are all full of darkness.
所以今天我们进入神的家。
So today when we enter into the house,
进入他的这个真教会里。
When we enter into the true church,
我们如果在一直东张西望看旁边。
If we keep looking around us towards the side,
其实我们看不到什么。
Actually, there's not much to see.
因为神不要我们看。
Because God does not want us to look in that
direction. 他要我们常常看上面。
He wants us to often look up.
所以今天我们进入神的教会的，我们所仰望我们的目标应该是属灵属天的。
So today when we enter the true church, we should often lift up our eyes towards heaven and place our hope
我们的,
in heaven.
我们的亮光，我们的希望应该是在上面。
Our light and our hope must come from above.
所以你看哥罗西书第三章，他特别强调我们要时常仰望上面的事情。
And that is why in Colossians chapter 3 it tells us to set our minds on things above.
我们的福气，我们恩典是从上面来的。
All of our blessings, all of our hopes are from above.
我们看一下雅各书第一章。
Let us turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
雅各书一章十七节。
James chapter 1 verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
今天光从上面来。
Today the light comes from above.
有光，我们就有希望。
If there's light, we have hope.
所以在今天我们在世上，在神的教会里面。
So today, while we live in this world, while we're in the church.
有时候如果我们一直看到世界上发生的事情，我们失落信心。
If we continue looking at the things in this world, we might lose our faith.
因为世界就像一个这个现在的世界就像一个波涛汹涌的大海一样。
Because this world is like a roaring sea.
就是。是轰轰不定的，一直在变化的。
Everything is unstable, everything is changing.
但是，如果我们把我们的眼光往上面看，往天上看
，But if we lift up our eyes and look towards heaven,
我们就看到亮光，看到希望。
We will see our light, we will see our hope.
我们也知道我们的归宿在哪里
，And we will know where we belong.
所以，我们真的是在仰望救恩的人，我们眼光一定是看属灵的。
So for those of us who truly have the hope of salvation, we must look up towards the light.
这是为什么神特别把就只有在最上面的地方开窗户而已。
That is why God commanded Noah to only make one window on the top of the ark.
那方舟里面有三层。
The ark has three levels.
你如果要看窗户，要看有阳光的地方，一定要爬到上面去的。
So if you wanted to look through the window towards the light, you must climb to the top deck.
一定要往上爬的。
You must climb to the top.
人不能够懒懒的躺在地底下。
You cannot be lazy and lay in the
bottom deck. 期待那个光能够下来。
And hope that the light can.
所以今天为什么说我们要努力的灵修，我们才会对那个盼望越来越坚定。
That is why we must be diligent in spiritual cultivation, so that our hope for the future can become more and more solidified.
今天所有的活物在方舟之外的，最后在洪水当中都死了。
All of the living creatures outside of the ark perished in the flood.
也就是在地面上需要用鼻孔有气息的，如果没有进入方舟都死。
Any creature that had the breath of life that was living on the earth, if they did not enter the ark, then they died.
好，所以创世纪第七章哈。
So let's go back to Genesis chapter 7.
你看当时候洪水来的时候。
When the flood came.
23节。
Genesis chapter 7 verse 23.
我们看21节，看21节。
Let's start from verse 21.
地上有血肉的动物，飞鸟、牲畜、走兽和爬在地上的昆虫，以及所有的人都死了。
21. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth and every man.
22节说，在旱地上鼻孔有气息的生灵都死了。
All in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, all that was on the dry land died.
23节，凡地上各类的活物，连人带牲畜、昆虫、空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭了，只留下挪亚和那些与他同在方舟里的。
So he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping thing and bird of the air. They were destroyed from the earth, only Noah remained alive.
这是一个事实。
So this is a fact.
也就是说，只有在方舟才可以得到生命。
Which is that only those who were in the ark were saved.
今天在这个世界，我们如果没有进入神的教会，有一天我们都灭亡。
Today, if we do not enter into the true church of God, then we will perish.
不管我们多富有。
No matter how,
不管我们多有知识。
No matter how prosperous we are, how wise we are.
我们在地上曾经多有权柄。
No matter how much power we had in this world.
最后都没有用。
At the end, it is all useless.
这个事实我们一定要了解。
This is a reality we must understand.
所以在彼得前书第三章的时候，特别说，当世代的人他得救是经过这个水的洗礼。
In 1 Peter chapter 3, it tells us that at that time, man was saved through the flood.
所以要得到生命，在灭亡当中可以活。洗礼是免不了的。
And so, in order to be saved from destruction, baptism is absolutely necessary.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹，我们都领受主耶稣宝血的赦罪洗礼。
Today, by the grace of God, all of us brothers and sisters have received the baptism in the blood of Christ.
我们还在查考道理的朋友，我们的亲戚一定要赶紧的接受救恩，接受洗礼。
For those of us who are still seeking the truth, our friends and family, we urge you to seek after baptism as soon as possible.
因为这个洗礼就是让我们可以进入神的这个方舟里。
Because baptism is the only way we can enter into the ark of salvation.
洗礼完之后，我们就是神家里的人。
Once we have been baptized, we are one of the members of God's household.
进入方舟的都是一家人。
Because all who enter the ark are one family.
外人进不去的。
Anyone who was not a relative could not come in.
都跟挪亚有关系。
They had no connection to Noah.
所以挪亚的妻子、他的儿子跟他的媳妇。
And so with Noah was also his wife, his sons, and his sons' wives.
所以最后里面八个而已。
And so at the end, there were only eight people in the ark.
所以我们看到，其实今天神借着耶稣基督把我们众本来不相关的人都把他聚在一起，成为一家人。
Today, the Lord Jesus through His blood has brought all of us together into one family, although in the past we were all strangers.
所以我们现在都是从一家人，我们有同一个目标。
And so now we are all one family, and we have one goal.
我们不再是外人。
We are no longer strangers.
所以以弗所书第二章。
So in Ephesians chapter 2.
看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章的第十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人的客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
为什么我们今天在教会里面大家可以互相服侍呢？
Why is it that we're able to serve each other in church?
因为我们就像一家人一样。
Because we are just like one family.
大家互相合作。
We work together.
我们在服事当中，我们会觉得很喜乐。
And when we serve each other, we are filled with joy.
这个就是主耶稣的恩呢。
And this is the grace of our Lord Jesus.
那在这个一家人里面呢，大家都是很和平相处，都相亲相爱的。
And in one family, we should all be in harmony with each other.
你看各种活物进方舟的时候，
we see that when all the different creatures enter the ark,
所有的活物都很和睦的。
All the animals live peacefully with each other.
因为他们都不会互相伤害。
And they do not harm each other.
他们也不会害怕说有谁存在这个地方，他们会恐惧。
And none of them feared that there was another animal in there that would hurt them.
你看，圣经的预告，在神的教会里面，各 各种不同背景的人最后都可以和平相处。
The Bible also prophesies that in the true church of God, all different kinds of people will be able to live together in peace and harmony.
今天我们在教会里面有各种不同背景的人。
In church, people come from all different backgrounds.
曾经有非常凶恶的人，但是来到教会里面，他变得非常温驯。
Perhaps in the past, a member might have had a very terrible temper, but once they came to believe, they became very gentle.
所以在真教会里面真的是像神的国一样哦。
And so the true
大家都很单纯的。
In the true church, we are truly like the kingdom of God. Everyone is very pure.
因为我们接受这个圣灵的引导，我们每个人都在追求要像耶稣一样的。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are all pursuing to become like the Lord Jesus.
因为我们连属在基督这个身体上面，我们的目标都是效法耶稣基督。
And once we are all connected into this body of Christ, we all seek to submit to Christ.
耶稣基督他是温柔良善的。
And the Lord Jesus was humble and meek.
满有怜悯的。
Full of mercy.
所以在这个神的家里，在教会当中，我们每一个人都是彼此相爱。
And so in the house of God, in the church of God, we should be filled with love and have harmony with each other.
我们在读创世纪六章的时候，这个特别提到神看到神跟挪亚说，你要预备食物。
We read earlier in Genesis chapter 6 that God especially instructed Noah to prepare food.
所以在方舟里面是有食物可以饱足，不会饥饿的。
And so there was food in the ark and no one would starve.
主耶稣说，他就是生命的粮。
Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
他来到人间，要让我们因着真理得到满足。
And he came into this world so that through the truth we may be satisfied.
所以在方舟里面的活物没有一个有缺乏的。
Therefore, in the ark, none of the animals were lacking.
他们都相信说神在照顾。
They believed that God was taking care of them.
所以你看今天我们在神的家里。
So today, in the household of God,
来到教会里面，我们领受属灵的粮食。
We come to church and we receive the words of life.
我们弟兄姐妹会觉得说，在这里很不一样。
And then we realize that here it is different.
因为神他应许我们到他面前来的，我们不会饥饿，不会口渴。
Because God promised that whoever comes to Him shall not hunger nor thirst.
因为有真理，有圣灵。
Because we have the truth, we have the Holy Spirit.
今天有一些基督徒，其实他的灵性是饥饿的。
There are actually many Christians in this world who are hungry in their spirit.
因为到教会去，不见得能够听到道理。
Because even though they go to church, they may not hear the truth.
我们有一位姐妹，她六月份的时候来参加国际青年的团契。
We have a sister, and she came to attend the International Youth Fellowship in June.
她在见证她是怎么来信主的。
And she testified of how she came to believe in the Lord.
她是小弟在跟她一起在谈话的时候，她跟我分享她自己是信主的经过。她跟我个人分享她信主的经过，我问她。
And so during IYF, she shared her testimony with me in conversation.
她本来有一个很好的工作，可是因为这个职业的这个病啊，让他身体垮了，不能工作了。
She said originally she had a very good job, but because of an illness, she overworked herself, and so she was unable to continue working.
她在一个进修的一个补习班里面去认识了我们教会一个姐妹。
And in a
就是在一个参加一个上课的时候，在学一个上课的时候，认识他的同学是我们教会的姐妹。
And so while she was taking a class, one of her classmates happened to be one of our church sisters.
那我们那个教会姐妹就跟她介绍说，你到真耶稣教会去听听看。
And so the sister invited her to come to True Jesus Church.
结果她发现哦，那个教会就在她家附近而已啊。
And then she realized that the church was right next to her house.
后来她就真的跟着这个姐妹一起到教会去。
And so indeed, she decided to go with the sister to our church.
那结果呢？她到教会去哦，哇，她就觉得很特别。祷告很不一样。
When she came, she was amazed, and she was especially amazed by the prayer.
那时候是灵部大会的时候。
At that time, it was a spiritual convocation.
她到前面祷告。
She came to the front to pray.
那传道就跟她按手。
And the pastor laid hands on her.
她觉得说，哇，整个身体哦，就好像被那个一个很大的手把她抱起来一样。
And then she felt like there were these great arms that lifted her up.
那个温暖的感受就好像在大海当中哦，有一双手把她抱着，让她很安全。
And the feeling was very warm, and it was like someone was holding her in the midst of the sea.
她内心很感动，很想要大哭。
She felt so secure, and she was so touched, she wanted to weep.
但是她当时候她还不了解说我到底在感动什么。
But at that time, she also didn't understand why.
因为她其实也没有也才初接触真耶稣教会，接触基督教。
Because this was the first time she had contact with Christianity or True Jesus Church.
所以当时候她是觉得说，世界上如果每一个人都像我这样子哈，这种 好像被神抱起来这个温暖的感受不知道多好，这个世界就不会有战争了。
And she thought that if everyone in this world could only experience this of being embraced by God and feeling secure, then surely we would have peace in the world.
所以她当时候对第一次接触教会的感受非常非常美好，所以她就 想说这世界上有神。
And so the first time she came to Jesus Church, she had a very positive impression and she believed that there was God.
而且很奇妙的，她本来那个背痛的问题，神也把她医治了。
And very miraculously, she used to have a severe back pain, but God healed her.
那所以后来她就跟这个她的同学这个姐妹呢，就常常来教会。
And so later, she came to church more often with that other sister.
可是大概半年之后，她就又从教会又消失了。
But after about 6 months, she disappeared from the church.
她消失是因为她认识另外一个朋友。
And the reason why she left was because she met another friend.
因为她在她的生活圈子里面认识一些朋友，也很想要参加聚会的基督徒。
In her social circles, she met some other friends who were also Christians.
那哇，他那个朋友呢，就一群人说，那我们到哪个教会去聚会，他就去了。
And they would often invite her to go to other churches for service, and she followed them.
那他去的时候，就在那个教会里面，参加了很多活动。
And so she attended many activities in the other churches.
那他也是很积极，因为他感受到基督教想说，哇，这个教会应该都一样啊，所以他就跟着一群人一起去了。
And she felt like she gained a lot from those activities as well, and she thought that all Christian churches must be the same, so she continued to go.
她认识了很多好朋友在那个教会里。
And in those other churches, she met a lot of good friends.
可是她当时就有一个疑问，奇怪，我为什么到教会聚会的时候都没有办法再找到她第一次到真耶稣教会来那种很温暖、很充实、很安、很平安的感受。
But as she went to other churches, she kept asking herself a question. She asked, why is it that when I go to other churches, I can never experience what I experienced that first time in TJC, that warmth and peace and fulfillment?
她越积极地参与教会的活动，她内心越觉得越空虚。
The more she attended the other church's activities, the more empty she felt.
所以她就很焦虑，是怎么一回事呢？
So she became very anxious. She didn't know what was going on.
有一天的星期三的晚上，她忍不住了。
So one Wednesday night, she couldn't bear it anymore.
我们当那个教会星期三晚上有聚会，他自己那一天晚上特别抱教会去了。
The local TJC at that time had service on Wednesday night, and so she went to attend our service.
那一天，他跟主耶稣祷告。
And that night she prayed to the Lord Jesus.
然后主啊，我到底是要去哪个教会啊
？She asked, Lord, which church should I go to?
因为他星期六有时候跟教会同龄姐妹到真耶稣教会来听道理。
Because on a Sabbath, she would sometimes come with our church sister to attend our service.
星期天呢，她就跟她的一群朋友又跑到另外一个教会去所谓的主日。
But on Sundays, she would go with her other friends to the other Christian denominations.
所以她当时候想说，这样子反正礼拜六也可以，礼拜天也可以，反正都是在敬拜神嘛。
At that time, she thought that whether I go on Saturday or Sunday, it's all the same.
两次不是更好吗
？Isn't it better if I go twice?
后来她那种空虚的感觉，让她觉得。感受他觉得说我一定要问主耶稣问清楚到底哪个地方才是真教会。
But because the emptiness in her heart was becoming so painful, she said, I must ask Lord Jesus which church I should go.
那天晚上他来参加聚会。
So that Wednesday night she came to attend our service. 他
就在那天晚上祷告的时候得圣灵。
And in that prayer she received the Holy Spirit.
他讲灵言。
She was speaking in tongues.
他的整个内心被神的那个爱充满。
And her heart was filled with the love of God.
所以他隔天就跟他的朋友说，我现在要到真耶稣教会来聚会。
The next day, she told her friends, I will only go to Jesus Church from now on.
可是他朋友跟他说，
But her friend said,
世界上哪有那个只有一个教会会得救的？
How is it possible that only one church can be saved?
每个教会都可以得救。
Every church can be saved.
你在这边听，你到那边去，一样听到同样的道理。
If you can listen to the same message here and there.
所以当时候，他就，当时候他的朋友一直邀请他的时候，他也想说，那我就去吧。
And so at that time, her friends kept inviting her to come back, and she thought maybe she should go with them again.
可是，她就一直疑惑说，为什么每个教会她所讲的道理，虽然在看圣经，可是解释怎么都不太一样。
But at that time, she also was wondering, why is it that we all read the same Bible, but different churches have different interpretations?
但是因为对圣经里面的真理信心不同。那是因为信心不一样。
And that was because the faith is different.
他来真耶稣教会得到圣灵。
In True Jesus Church, she received the Holy Spirit.
他就觉得说这里有神。
Then she knew that God is here.
可是当时候他有很多朋友在拉他。
But at that time, her friends were continued to try to pull her away.
刚好碰到 有一年他说连续三个星期台湾都有台风。
And then there was one week where, or there was a period of time in Taiwan where there were typhoons for 3 weeks straight.
那台湾还没有来以前哈，那个他去的那个教会就宣布说聚会暂停。
And
不，其他的教会。
And before the typhoons hit, the other Christian churches she was going to, they announced that they would be canceling their services during those weeks.
你来聚会路上遇到危险，很那怎么办呢？不行，所以干脆大家都不来教会，你在家里面就好。
Because they were afraid that if you try to come to service on Sundays, then your life might be in danger. So it's better for you to stay home.
所以啊，结果真的就宣布说不聚会了啊，结果那台风没去。
So they announced they would have no services, and so she couldn't go.
但是真耶稣教会都没有停。
But for True Jesus Church, we did not cancel our services.
而且还在有一次的这个台风天举办洗礼。
And there was even a baptism held during one of the days where there was supposed to be a typhoon.
那一次他特别去参加洗礼。
And at that time,
他去看。
On that day, this sister she wanted to observe the baptism.
哇，这个听说台风要来。那个在海边洗啊，哇！结果他就真的到海边去，也没有风，也没有雨，好平安。
And the baptism was supposed to take place in the ocean, and so she was a little worried because the typhoon was supposed to come. But when she arrived at the baptismal site, everything was peaceful and calm.
那他看到了，哎，这一群弟兄姐妹，他们凭着信心看到神的道理，很愿意顺服遵守。
And she saw how other brothers and sisters were full of faith and wanted to keep the commandments of God as much as possible.
因为对神的指示要用信心接受。
Because for us, we need to accept the commandments of God with faith.
所以那个时候，她就恍然大悟，恍然大悟，明白了。
So at that time, she finally understood.
原来这就是神的家。
She realized that this is the house of God.
神的家就是愿意用信心去接受神所讲的话。
The house of God is one where the people accept the commandments of God with faith and obey them.
在为什么真耶稣教在这里祷告可以得圣灵？
Why is it that we can receive the Holy Spirit when we pray in True Jesus Church?
因为完全相信圣经所预言的。
Because we completely believe in the words of the Bible.
圣经叫我们这样求，我们就这样做。
The Bible tells us to ask for the Holy Spirit, and so we do it.
安息日要尊为圣日，我们就这样做。
We need to keep the Sabbath day holy, and we do it.
我们要跟世界有分别，我们就这样做。
We need to be sanctified and separated from the world, and so we do it.
他在这里听到了真实的道理。
Here she was able to hear the truth.
她领受了神的圣灵。
And she received the Holy Spirit of God.
所以后来，她很勇敢地跟她的朋友说：“我已经找到神的家。”
So later she was able to bravely say to her friends, "I have already found the house of God."
她就专心地到真耶稣教里面来聚会。
So from that time on, she diligently attended the service in True Jesus Church.
不久之后，她就领受洗礼。
And not long after that, she received water baptism.
进入神的家里。
And entered into the house of God.
她说：“我终于找到家了。”
She said, "I have finally come home."
我就是找到那条主耶稣为我预备的那个末世的出路。
I have found the way of salvation that God prepared for me in these end times.
所以她以她的见证呢，她跟小丽分享说，真教会真的，如果从外表看。跟这个教会的生活，如果以世界的角度来看，他很有可能不会来。
And so she testified to me that if we were to look at the true church on a superficial level, just look at the appearance or look at the people inside, she would not. If she was looking from man's perspective, she would not have.
但是她在这里看到了神。
But here she was able to see God.
进入了神的家。
And she entered the house.
她领受了神的灵。
She received the spirit of.
她也看到了盼望。
And she could see hope.
所以最后，当我们进入神的家的时候，进入这个方舟，最后我们一看到一个美丽的新世界。
So finally, when we enter into this ark, when we come out, we will be able to see a beautiful new world.
因为将来我们一定看到神为我们所预备的新天新地。
Because we will see the new heavens and earth which God has prepared.
在这里就是所有的人真的都是义人的。
And in this place, that is where everyone will be truly righteous.
因为神他说旧的都过去了。
Because God has said, the old things have passed away.
死亡也不再有了。
There is no more death.
所以我们来看一下启示录第二十一章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章第五节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 5.
第二十一章第五节，做宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
Verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful."
因为悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛都过去了。
Because all weeping and tears and pain are gone.
所有在神面前啊，在他的国度里面都成为新的。
And everything will be made new in the kingdom of God.
愿我们都能够进入这神所预备的啊末世神教会。
May we all enter into this true church that God has prepared for us.
来享受神为我们预备的啊这个永远的盼望。
So that we may enjoy this eternal hope that God has given to us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us now rise and sing.
174首。
174.
The true church is the priest, guarded in his holy praise. Sing glory to Lord Jesus, who forever reigns in grace. The true church is now risen, is the promise of the Lord.Glory to His holy name. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. The true church is established by the Holy Spirit's power. Sing glory to Lord Jesus, tune in His most blessed hour.The true church is now raised up, truth be her foundation firm. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory sing, hallelujah.
我们一起来祷告。
Now we'll kneel down to pray together. Let us pray.